Hello again, everyone. I am recording another voice post. I think I'm having a lot of fun with this. I don't know why. I mean, it isn't really all that special, I guess, but it's something new and different, and it doesn't take much to entertain me, it seems. So I was thinking today more about my fantasies because on boring days at work, my mind wanders. I tend to be a daydreamer, always have been. So my adult daydreams include lots of fantasy scenarios. So I'll share another one. This one is kind of a specific one versus, you know, my general recap earlier. So this fantasy includes me at, I'd say, like a bar lounge kind of place with a dance floor. I'm there dancing with some guy, someone I don't know. He's whispering in my ear while he kind of, you know, holds onto my waist and grinds into me, and, you know, my ass is kind of pushed up against him, and I was telling me how sexy I look, how much he'd love to leave there with me, and how he couldn't keep his eyes off me when I walked in, all that sort of stuff that guys say. And in walks the guy that I'm seeing, the guy that I'm with, and he comes in. He's still dressed from, you know, from being at work, so he's got his suit on, his tie. He sits down at the bar stool, loosens his tie, you know, takes off his jacket, and he orders a drink, and he sits there and sips whatever he's drinking and watches me and just looks while this guy is, you know, got his hands all over me, and I make eye contact with my guy while he's sitting at the bar, and we're just looking at each other, and I just feel so excited with him watching me dance that way and him just looking so amused and entertained at the sight of a guy being so into me and knowing that my focus is on him sitting at that bar. And I just think that is such a sexy scene. And at some point, I imagine him just giving me a look, and not anything specific that I think anyone in the room would notice, just something that I notice. Maybe he nods his head a little, and, you know, just very subtle. And he gets up, and, you know, he finishes his drink, pays the bartender, and leaves. And I know from the way he looked at me that I'm supposed to follow him. So then I go out. It's nighttime. He pulls me into the alley next to the bar, and he just fucks me up against the brick wall, you know, pulling up my skirt and pulling my tits out of the top of my dress and just all over me, you know, squeezing my ass and, you know, rubbing his fingers up my thighs and whispering to me about how much he's wanted me and asking me questions like, oh, did you have a good time with that guy? Were you enjoying him? You know, a dirty slut like you probably loved it, didn't you? You know, talking to me that way and, you know, and fucking me right there in the alley where people are walking by, and, you know, my clothes are a mess. My hair is a mess. My makeup is running. And I don't give a fuck. And I think about that a lot. I've actually had a dream like that in the past. Very sexy. So I figured I'd share that with you. That's one that, I don't know, that's gone through my mind a million times. I have a lot of versions of that one. In addition to that, kind of the same, but not really. I have, you know, a fantasy of me being with a guy who I'm seeing, and, you know, he's watching TV or doing something, I don't know, whatever, and he's not really all that focused on me, and I'm trying my hardest to just get his attention, and I'm like, you know, I missed you, spend time with me, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's looking at his phone and he's texting some other girl. And I'm like, what? You know, what are you doing? Is this my time? Why are you texting some other girl? And he's like, well, she wants my time too. So, you know, should I go over there? Should I spend it with you? And of course, I want him to spend his time with me. And I tell him so. And he says to me, well, you know, what are you going to do to keep me here? And, you know, I do whatever it takes to keep him there, you know. So I imagine, you know, me giving him head, me getting on top and riding him, whatever I feel like it's going to take to keep him with me. I do very much get turned on by this idea of, you know, me earning my top spot in his life. Him reminding me that he does not need me. Him reminding me that he'll be perfectly fine with some other girl if I don't do what I'm supposed to do. I like the power and the control he has in those situations, because it always comes down to that with me. It's just this wanting a man to show me just how much control he has over me, and how much, you know, how much he doesn't have to give me his time if he doesn't want to. So I guess that's all. You know, I'm trying to say things as I think of them. So I'm sure I'll be back either later or tomorrow, because like I told you, I don't have a life. No, I do have a life, but it's pretty routine adult life, as I said before. So anyways, I will talk to you all later.